you dominated the game and it finished one apiece.
It's not only the domination, it's the way that we play, the way we stop them playing, the quantity of chances, the penalties are double or triple chance, hitting the post, the goalkeeper making saves, everything really, everything, to be up 2, 3, 4, whatever you want. So it's nobody to blame. I mean, of course you get disappointed with plenty of things that in another day they can go your way, but that's football and you need to accept it. The only problem is, again, you know, it's only 20 plus thousand people that they watch the game, and I don't know if it's fair on this football club, on myself and on the players, that the people within that, okay, we got a point today against Bolton and we didn't get any against Birmingham or Middlesbrough, when we should have, you know, 3 victories at home.
Yeah. Can we come back to the penalty, Gus, though, that obviously early in the match? I mean, do you leave it to the players now to decide who's going to take that penalty, the second one that Ashley's missed?
Yeah, well, definitely Ashley's not taking anymore. It's my decision from now on. So keep looking for. You know, it's a great chance for people to stand up and have the chance to, you know, have one of the biggest chances that you can have in football is taking a penalty.
So what do you do, Gus? You literally say to players, you know, who fancy, you know, get one Tuesday night?
No. They train, they kick 100 in the weeks, and they practice, and they do, and they decide. Simple.
The goal, the equalising goal, Gus, you know, deep into injury time. What were your thoughts about that? Because clearly there's a lot of people very annoyed.
No, that's football. That's football. That's something that can happen any time during the game. It can be a deflected shot. Another day you play normal and you get a point and you should be delighted. But the problem is how superior we were, how we performed, how we ran over Bolton today, a Premiership team that you couldn't do nothing against us. But lucky for them, they took a point.
Fans are frustrated tonight. They're tweeting us saying, you know, we missed a lot of chances. How frustrated do you get when the chances just don't go in?
I'll tell you why. I think it's unfair in everyone, but the one is getting the worst part is me, because I pick the players, I pick the way that we play, I convince them that it's possible, I force them to play, to show what we do. It's been proven that we are better than most. There is a part that I cannot do. I cannot take penalties, I cannot hit the ball inside the 6-yard box, and I cannot tap in from 3 yards. That is individuals. It's a difficult part of the game because that's why top scorers are so expensive. And at the moment, we cannot do it. We should have the top scorer in the division by far, with more goals than Glenn Murray and Charlie Austin, for sure, and we don't. The rest is all there, so it's very unfair on our part, and, you know, on the side where it's... we are the ones that we put the game into place.
And do you worry about that, Gus? Do you go and have a sleepless night?
Well, I'm not happy. I don't like it. I know that I've got a responsibility and I can get to a point. There is another extra bit that is out of my hands. And I'm very honest, and I'm one way or the other, I will always accept it, for good or for bad.
Let's talk about something positive, and that was the performance of Bruno. I mean, his first goal for the club, you know, a tremendous goal and a tremendous performance.
No surprise. That way we are so delighted to have him here. I hope that we can get enough players to make sure that Bruno is still a player that he can defend the Brighton share in the Premiership. But it's not going to take us 3 or 4 years, and Bruno is going to be 34, 35, and we're going to have to get another fullback. So I think we need to start being fair as well with the players.
And what else does he bring to the team, Gus? I just wonder whether he's helping Will Buckley.
Winning mentality was devastating, no? In the dressing room, not only because he scored and because it's happening week in, week out, and especially when you are a defender and you try to do your best, and then, you know, you cannot win football games. It's that.
Sorry, Gus, one more question. I mean, is it good now you've got a game coming up on Tuesday night, a chance to get it out the system?
It doesn't change anything. One bad performance, Blackpool away. The rest were absolutely fantastic, and it's nothing we can do.